afternoon. I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with the national news, police made two arrests today following a public appeal for witnesses after a house was burgled in Angelsberg. Officers involved in the search arrested two men in the early hours of this morning who matched the description of the suspects. While the manhunt was ongoing, police had urged motorists not to pick up hitchhikers in the surrounding area. In a separate incident, police say a house was broken into in Recange, where the perpetrator gained access through a window and stole jewellery. The Luxembourg Hospital Federation says the country's healthcare system remains strong, but urgently needs modernisation. The Federation said it needs more staff, better digital tools and an updated status for hospital doctors. Debate over the future of healthcare has intensified in recent weeks after the Doctors and Dentists Association ended its agreements with the National Health Fund, demanding full control over medical tariffs. In other news, Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces announced a unilateral three-month ceasefire a day after the army dismissed a US truce proposal from international mediators. The RSF, which has been fighting Sudan's regular army since April 2023, said it was declaring the ceasefire in response to international efforts, including the initiative of US President Donald Trump and mediators. Today marks the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Around 50,000 women and girls were killed by a partner or close relative in 2024, roughly one every 10 minutes according to new UN figures. And the fifth edition of Young Luxembourgish Artists is currently taking place at the Banque Internationale Luxembourg headquarters in Hollerich. The showcase of the country's freshest creative talent includes photography and sculpture, as well as immersive installations and kinetic art. Founder Lou Phillips said this edition sees the most energetic mix of mediums the platform has ever seen. The initiative aims to help young artists transition from their studies into professional practice. Turning now to sport. In football news, Inter Milan head into tomorrow's match at Atletico Madrid, still reeling from a derby defeat to AC Milan. Four wins out of four have given Inter a great chance of direct qualification for the last 16 of the Champions League, but the trip to Spain is the first true test of the European credentials. And in rugby news, Rugby Australia has thrown its support behind embattled Wallabies coach Joe Schmidt. It said it had absolute confidence in the New Zealander, despite leading the team to a record 10 defeats in a calendar year. Schmidt has been due to step aside after this year's Rugby Championship, but agreed to extend his tenure until mid-2026, when Lee Kiss will take over. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. There will be heavy cloud cover this afternoon with plenty of rain. In the north of the country, light snow may mix with rain towards evening. We'll also have slight wind gusts that could reach up to 20 kilometres per hour, with temperatures not exceeding 6 degrees.